November is American Diabetes Month, and with us in the studio today from Party UNC Healthcare, Ryan Green, licensed and registered dietitian. Ryan, welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about nutrition as it affects diabetes. What role exactly does nutrition play in the management of diabetes?
Yes. So, good nutrition is important to all of us, but especially if you have diabetes. Healthy eating along with exercise and medications, you can control your blood sugars. So controlling your blood sugars helps to prevent any sort of diabetes complications like kidney disease, eye disease, nerve damage, and heart disease. So managing your blood sugars with diet is important.
So we were talking off mic. I have a business partner who manages his diabetes basically through nutrition. So if there are folks out there who have diabetes, what are the best foods they need to be thinking about?
So definitely following a more whole foods, unprocessed diet.
Okay.
So that looks like we use a plate method. So looking at the plate method, about half of your plate would be non-starchy vegetables. These are low in carbohydrates, low in calories. So non-starchy vegetables would be like your greens, your spinach, zucchini, mushrooms, asparagus, and Brussels sprouts. Also looking at a quarter of the plate being whole grains. So whole grains or starchy vegetables. So whole grains would be bulgur or 100% whole wheat bread. Looking at eating more quinoa. Starchy vegetables would be potatoes, corn, winter squash, and peas. Also incorporating some protein-based, like plant-based proteins into the diet. So, you know, any sort of legume or quinoa, which is also a whole grain, and then some dairy foods like low-fat dairy, no-fat dairy, chicken without the skin, fish, of course, if you like fish twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then trying to incorporate some of those heart-healthy fats. So avocado and fish are heart-healthy. Eating more nuts and seeds are good for, again, when you have diabetes, you're at risk for heart disease. So having more of those heart-healthy fats. And then, like I said, dairy, but doing low-fat or no-fat because of the saturated fat content.
Can you draw me a picture of that plate so I can take it home tonight?
Yeah.
Prepare myself a nice meal.
Yeah, I have a good example.
I'm sure
from
you
ADA's
do.
Website.
So, those are the foods they need to have more of. What
Correct.
About foods that folks with diabetes should avoid?
Okay, so of course your sugary foods, so sugary beverages, sodas, sweetened coffees, candies, cookies, ice creams, and then, of course, your high saturated fat foods. So whole milk would be something you want to stay away from. Fried foods, so not eating out as often because you're also trying to watch your sodium intake. So sodium increases the blood pressure. Having high blood pressure puts more, at risk for complications with diabetes. So definitely watching sodium intake. So looking at the nutrition label. And so fried foods, salty foods, added sweets.
What's interesting is what I'm hearing from you.
Mm-hmm.
What you're telling us we should eat and what you're telling us we should avoid probably is good advice for many people, not necessarily for people with diabetes.
Exactly. So this diet, if you're looking at the Mediterranean diet,
yeah,
it's good for people with diabetes. It's good for people with heart disease. It's good for people wanting to lose weight or just managing a healthy weight.
All right. Now help me out.
Mm-hmm.
Help me out. So you've talked about these foods that we need to avoid and foods that we should be having more of, but we're moving into holiday season.
Yes.
So help me out with holiday season.
Or
not just me, but folks who have diabetes.
Right.
How do you stay healthy? What can you do?
Right. So you don't want to avoid it altogether, like just throw it out the window during the holidays because before you know it, high blood sugar, excess weight, whatever.
Yeah.
So definitely having a plan. If you have a party, don't go to the party hungry. Have a snack beforehand. If you are taking a dish, take a healthy dish so you know you have at least one option. Having more exercise. So if you have a meal, go out walking or go shopping, get some miles in there. Also looking at portion control. So you want to make sure that you're not overdoing something. If you see a food that you don't technically, really enjoy, don't eat it. Just to prevent from hurting somebody's feelings.
Right.
You know, all right. So you know, you still want to be conscious. Still think about that that plate method. So half of the foods, the non-starchy vegetables, roasted, are better than, you know, some of the casserole dishes you might find, like green bean casserole. A lot of the casseroles have like added butter and sugar and cheese and things. So more
and cream
whole
and mushroom
foods.
Soup and,
correct. Yeah. So still trying to look at those whole food options.
Okay.
Lean proteins, turkey, chicken. Rather than sausage balls. The other thing you want to watch out for is alcohol. So you can have alcohol as long as you're staying within the guidelines. So one drink for women a day, two drinks for men. And also, if you have diabetes, you want to make sure that you're not consuming alcohol on an empty stomach because it can cause low blood sugars.
So listeners who may be concerned about their risk for diabetes, what would you say to them?
Okay.
What concerns?
Yeah, well, the first thing would be to have a conversation with your primary care doctor, you know, making sure you're having your annual visits because they're going to do, you know, blood work, look at your blood sugars and making sure they're in normal range. And then possibly looking at other risk factors, whether it be maybe you need to lose a little bit of weight. So first thing they might say is, you know, losing 5% of your current weight will help, you know, to change those numbers if you are at risk.
Okay. Ryan, thank you so much for spending some time with us. And
no
thank
problem.
You for giving me some good advice for what my plate needs to look like, not just now, but even over the holidays.
Yes, you're very welcome.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
To find a primary care physician near you, please visit www.pardeehospital.org.